Early tomorrow morning, hundreds of volunteers will fan out across King County to look for people sleeping in alleys, parks, shopping centers, and city buses. It's part of the county's effort to get an annual headcount of people who are homeless. KUOW's Liz Jones has this preview.
The official count will start while most of us are still asleep at 2 a.m. Friday morning. For about 3 hours, volunteers will traverse the same terrain as years past, from Shoreline to Auburn, and from the Seattle waterfront to the east side suburbs. Allison Isinger is the lead organizer. She says the volunteers, nearly 1,000 of them, come from all walks of life. But a common cause draws them together for this night.
They are doing this because they see that homelessness is an unacceptable shame in our wealthy, clever, capable country.
8 years ago, Isinger came to the one-night count as a volunteer. It changed her life. Now she heads the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness. This annual count is required to qualify for more than $20 million in federal funding. But Isinger says another big reason for it is to draw back the curtain on homelessness in our area.
So that people who don't necessarily think about this issue on a daily or nightly basis have the opportunity to experience this. And so that our elected officials and decision makers who come as guests on the one-night count really hold these images and the people who are experiencing homelessness squarely in their minds.
Last year, volunteers counted nearly 2,600 people living outside. Isinger says the actual number may be much higher since they only count people who are easily visible and on public property. Last year's count also showed more than 6,000 people staying in shelters or transitional housing. Overall, the 2012 homeless count was slightly higher than the previous year. Isinger says more winter shelter space is available this year, so she hopes to see a lower count of people in the streets. She'll find out Friday morning, after volunteers return with the tally sheets in hand and perhaps a different picture of homelessness in their mind. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.